Hello?
Hello?
Is it Evan?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My name is Evan. Nice to meet you. How are you doing today?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
Pretty well, man. I appreciate you asking. I'm doing fine. Thank you. I see here that you
heard... Good to hear.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I see here you're just speaking with Vanessa, and she got you all qualified for this position today, as well as with this, she left some notes for me. Now, as I see it, you're working with a 50-mile service radius, servicing pretty much everything within moving.
Correct.
Perfect, man. And with that, I do see you already have a website up and running. I also see you have a Yelp page going. What else, may I ask, are you doing for marketing and outreach right now?
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus. Mostly, most successful I did is with face-to-face. I think realtors, you know, ground level stuff seems to be more successful at this point. I think a lot of the people that are actually using movers are not the younger generation that actually, you know, does all the Facebook and social stuff, but it does help a little bit. So I have been to keeping on top of my postings to stay up on the voice search and, you know, the business list, and I'm usually pretty high up on that, but I've been tracking the SEO with Simrush, and it's been averaging between 30 and 50. It's been fluctuating a lot.
Interesting.
Which is not, pretty much out of the first page. I don't think my SEO is doing great. I've been using my website's done through GoDaddy, and they have a SEO, is it automatic website builder, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it adds it in automatically, you know, based on your keywords. And it just, I think some of it is not great the way it puts it in.
Right. Yeah.
But it's
I can
really do, as my experience levels, you know?
Yeah. I mean, as far as you can go, and that 30 to 50 is generally about like the very end of the second or third page. So we'll definitely get you onto that first page of Google. The Google Maps will make you one of the top three on there. We'll take care of Google Voice, of course, with this, as well as put you onto Yelp and make you one of the first results on Yelp, Bing, Safari, Siri Voice. Facebook is surprisingly a really good place for your business and your industry. So we'll continue that success for you. We'll not only do posts on there, but we'll do advertisements. Have you had an experience with doing actual ads on Facebook before?
I have not. I've stayed away from ads. The only one I've done has been Yelp. And it was just because they were offering it pretty cheaply. I was able to keep the cost down pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I've averaging about $320 a month or $330 a month, which is doable, you know?
Right. Yeah. We can definitely manage to keep you in that realm, but definitely find you some
more. One of the biggest things for me, though, is because Oregon is very regulated, just like California down there.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have to actually do ads, the posts, they haven't really cracked down on, but if I do any other advertisements that they're actually popping up, I have to have my license numbers on the advertisement, or I can get fined $1,000 a pop.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something you could work with. It's pretty simple.
Well,
it's not hard to do. It's just it has to get done. And I have considered doing this in the past, mainly just for the SEO portion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been, you know, I get calls, you know, daily, at least four or five, most of them from India, you know, because I'm running the Yelp ad. And
right.
all of them are trying to sell me the same thing. Oh, top paid, top listings on Google, blah, 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 blah. And then you come to find out half of them are stealing another company's website and saying they're them and claiming they're actually maybe like somebody from India saying, oh yeah, I'm with Local Splash. And then it turns out they're not even with them. It's, they're just trying to get
right.
paid through Venmo or something, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Lots of scammers out there, so.
Yeah. Well, we've been around for 20 years now. This is all we've done. We're definitely...
Yeah, no, see your website, and it makes a big difference hearing an American voice, too. It's the one that fades to Indian after, like, about 30 seconds or so.
Right. Right, yeah. We're definitely...
It's really funny, because some of them will... They'll pretend they're from Texas, and they'll have a Texas accent at first. And then about 30 seconds in, when they really start rolling their spiel, they'll just fade away.
Right, right, exactly. Well, we're 100% U.S.-based. We have been for the last two decades now. And with that, we do have over 10,000 clients. So knowing the Oregon regulations, specifically within your industry, we're 100% aware of that, and we'll do all of your marketing under the rules and regulations, making sure you don't have to have a head of running into any type of issues or anything like that. We want you to just focus on doing the jobs and picking up the phone and have us take care of all of your marketing. And we're going to do so. And like I said, we're going to take care of the Facebook with that as well and run the advertisements with this. And make sure all those are up to code so that you are going to get a plethora of people coming from that end. Because once they get rolling, it's just great. Now,
no, I'm just starting to pick up traction on Facebook and getting people to share shit. You know, it takes a while.
Yeah, yeah. And having those advertisements match with that, with us doing posts for you, you're going to see a huge influx of people coming in from that end just because – of how well we can track and how well we can define where we're marketing to and who we're marketing to. It's just really great. And I think you're going to really be surprised by how effective it is. And then just adding Google to that is going to be a whole entire game changer for your business. Now, with that being said, you've been around.
Okay, so number 12. Yeah, right? Good. I've been around. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great. So I went ahead and applied a discount for you. For this package. Now, with that, and as well as you having a website already up and running that we can utilize, I was able to mark off 50% of our normal cost for this package. So you're looking at a month-to-month rate of $299 a month. And with that, it's just month-to-month pricing, no type of contract, something you can cancel at any time.
Okay, so that's pretty standard from what I'm hearing. What I need to know is how you get paid. Is this a billing situation? Do I prepay for the month? Do you take cards or is it a Venmo? Like,
yes.
How do you get paid?
Yeah, so we get you paid up just for the first month to get you started. And we'll take that through pretty much any form of payment you'd like, preferably credit card or debit. And of course through that we sent
through. Are you willing to accept a business check if I mail it in? Is that something that you guys can do or no?
Unfortunately not, but we could take billing information like routing and with routing and
right, and do an ACH?
Yeah. We can do routing and bank name and account number if you want to go that route.
Okay, and then so the other question is, what exactly the $299, is that a fixed rate or is that subject to change?
That's actually a fixed rate that we'll put in writing for you as well within our terms and agreements that we won't raise it on you at any point.
Okay, and then the other question I had, so this is first page on Google. You also handle voice search Siri.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What else? Was it the Bing as well? That's
yeah,
the one
Bing.
That I've been trying to figure out. That's a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah, honestly, man, a lot of it really is.
I know it doesn't.
Yeah.
Google has so much market share, but a lot of people around here have been using Safari because they have iPhones. You know, you don't have an option to use anything else.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. I mean,
then,
it definitely can be rough doing that stuff on your own. Essentially, doing all of this effectively is like essentially taking on a whole new job. And, like, having something dedicated.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And that's essentially where we know and come in and get you through all those hoops. But, yeah, we'll take care of Bing for you. We'll take care of Safari, which is the browser that comes with all the Apple devices, and the Siri voice, like I said, the Google voice, Amazon voice, Yelp. We'll take care of your Facebook presence as well, not only with the posts, but the actual advertisements. Which are all targeted on that end. Josiah, they're going to pick up whenever someone's in the market for moving and doing those searches and throw those advertisements in front of them. But also on top of that, if they visit your website, if they visit your Google page or Yelp or anything that's connected to your business, we're going to program it so as soon as they get onto Facebook, they're going to see you for a second time with one of those target advertisements. Than just giving you a, like, literally a 75% chance increase in retaining them.
So I have another question. So if I were to do this, it's time to, like, you know, start working on it, do I work with, like, one of your agents directly? Do I just email, you know, marketing information, logos, and all my stuff to you? How does that all work?
Yeah, so
logistically,
we get that,
how does your process work?
Yeah, so we get
obviously
that
you get paid first, and then
We get the payment today. I get some information along with that, just a rough breakdown of your business, and then immediately on this same call, we're gonna schedule a client interview with you with one of our programming specialists. That can be for any time today, later this week, at your best convenience. It's a 20 to 40 minute plus conversation with them where they get all the information that I don't, as well as just a well-rounded idea of where you plan on taking this business. So we know how to market it in the most effective way possible and achieving that success. And then immediately when you get off the phone, they generally put in about 100 man hours just within that first week of getting everything programmed correctly, and where you have to be verified is going to be processed. Everything's going to be taken care of just to put you onto these platforms and get you rolling within the first week. And then within that, they're going to, any pictures you want to share with them, anything that's coordinating to your specific business, primarily the pictures and anything like that, like your licensing, we're going to get that along with it within that first week and get all that done. So pretty much after setup, it's hands off for you. You just have to pick up the phone and do the jobs.
So I have another question then. So, for instance, if say I do a job and I get a bunch of pictures for that job that day, can I still post stuff myself, or do I need to send it to you for you guys to post, or how does that work?
Yeah, you can go either way, because at the end of the day.
Because it seems like, you know, after I have to give you access to all these accounts, right? And I know that that has to happen. I just don't know exactly how it works, you know?
Yeah, well, with all of this, you still have full ownership over it. So you can post anytime you want and do anything like that. We just have an access point where we're essentially like an employee of yours that does marketing. So we just put in out the advertisements. So you have the option of either doing it yourself, doing that post, or you could simply just send us through. We have a bunch of different ways you can send us new pictures, and we'll utilize those to update your posts, to update your advertisements. And so if you have some type of job that you're really proud of and want to show off, we're just as happy to show it off because it's a nice updated look and looks really professional for the outreach.
Okay. And I'm looking at your website. Did you know Google is always changing and updating the algorithm? Trying to stay on top of that thing is a nightmare. I'm glad. I'd be happy to pay somebody else to do it. Yeah. It's way more efficient for you guys to do it for multiple different people. Okay,
yeah,
so everything's sounding good. I do have to talk to my business partner, though. Can you call me back in about 20 minutes or so?
Sure. I mean, if they're available now, I wouldn't have a problem with you three-waying them in. That way, if while I'm here, they have any questions.
Well, right now,
he has his kids this week, so he's picking them up at school shortly. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to reach him right away, but I can try, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would just love to address while I'm on the phone any questions he might have. Because I'm a plethora of knowledge. I pretty much know everything we offer like the back of my hand, and I could potentially just have any answers for
gotcha.
You or him right away. Yeah, I wouldn't mind you reaching out to him if you were comfortable with
that.
He's
probably more, it's more about the money on his end. He doesn't understand most of the shit in his, so if it works, it works. That's the main thing. It's all about the trust, you know, because he's
right.
been taking a lot of the Yelp calls, and honestly, I was about ready to kill my Yelp ad just because of all the marketing calls I'm getting from India, you know?
Yeah.
There's so many.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why we do the no contract, just month-to-month payments to get us started, because we know, especially
mm-hmm.
with this type of deal, it's something that's entirely based off of trust. So we do that to
mm-hmm.
prove to you we can do this job, and we will actually put in writing for you that within 45 to 60 days, you will not only be verified and everything, but you'll see yourself on the first results and top and first page on all these directories. And we put that in writing for you on our terms and conditions.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's helpful. I mean, I think, at Relevant Ads Incorporated, sorry, I'm looking at your website terms and conditions right now.
All good. I could send you over a copy of them, too.
Yeah, do you have my email address?
Let's see here.
It's easiermoving@gmail.com.
Yeah, I could send that over to there, too. We can go through that real quick. Yeah, that'll perfectly outline everything too.
So I actually, something else that just popped to my head is I know that Google changed a lot of stuff last year. I'm guessing they switched to fucking AI like so many other people. But there was causing major issues with people getting basically, it would delist everybody and you had to recertify yourself.
It's
it took me a while to get that done. And they told me that if you change too many things in your listing, at one time, it'll trigger it again. Are you guys running into that very often, or?
It fluctuates. It's interesting you say that, because right now, Joe, it fluctuates for us all dependent on industry. With something you do, it's kind of hard because the variation of the moving, I mean, it's one set thing. We find it more into industries
mm-hmm.
that just have a broad band of things going on within them. Like, if plumbers have done general plumbing for the longest, but all of a sudden they added drain cleaning in or some type of like intricate specialty. Like a lot of electricians have been doing these security and smart home designs and they've been adding that in. When you add something that's kind of like that, that's essentially a whole nother industry in your sub, they kind of trigger that
mm-hmm.
and the red flags fly up. As for something like you, as long as you aren't doing something that like, suddenly you went from moving to adding in junk removal or something like that, it generally should just be fine. But even in the case that does happen.
I think I already have that.
I already have that on there, I believe.
Okay.
So I think that part's already been gone through. Because I've done basically any of those things. The only reason I'm asking is because I have not added, I just got interstate authority, so I have not added that on there yet.
Oh.
That's why I was asking.
No, that's not something that's going to cause really any issue. We're going to add that for you. I mean, honestly, just bring us on board and let us take care of that programming for you. And it's going to go off without a hitch. That's something that we'll easily take care of for you.
So what is this add-ons plug-in installation policy? What is that?
So with that, that's essentially like if we create a website for you and like you're using certain CRMs or something already that's integrated into your business, I think that's what that's essentially going over.
Oh, so it's basically creating the add-on, plugging the same stuff to something else?
Yeah, like if we have to communicate to your CRM, like if someone has some type of scheduling or appointment system that they use, we have to have essentially their approval to add like something that's going to bridge the two in between our services and that scheduling thing. So they can still have efficient scheduling and appointments and everything without us having this big loop around or anything like that. So that's essentially us just getting certified to do something like that.
Yeah, I don't plan on doing it, but if I do it, it's going to end up being through Google anyways.
Well,
seems
perfect,
like they're stepping up their game a little bit. The calendar has been working a lot better than it used to. Lots things you can do with it.
Yeah, that's the nice part about it. It's a lot more, how do I put this? It's a lot more user-friendly, to put in better terms.
So, I have another question. So, every one of these things that says offboarding terms, and that basically means that if I stop using your services and I want access to what you've done or something, I have to pay for, is that correct?
No. So
files, hard copy, or what does that mean?
Yeah, so with this, everything like for what we're doing for you is going to stay under your ownership. There's really nothing that's going to leave if you decide to part ways with us, other than us having like your review outreach and then the programming, obviously, like us actively programming you. But a lot of that, like section that you're looking over, has to do, again, directly with the website. And if people have us create a website for them, we generally charge like a $50 exit fee for us to transfer the website over correctly and make sure that you have all the same features and everything on there when we move it over to like
That totally makes sense. It was listed on like Google, it was listed on Facebook, it was listed on a bunch of other things. That's why I was asking about it, you know?
Yeah, because it connects to all of those, so we just have to specify that it follows under all of the same ruling, essentially.
Same guidelines, yeah. Gotcha. So so the other question I had then, so you had been talking about Facebook ads. I really did not look into the cost of that. So how does the cost work? So that is that something you guys, if you think it's necessary that you do it and that you should bill me extra for it, or how does that work?
No, so with that $299, $100 of Facebook ads is included with that, and we never go above that without you personally reaching out to us and asking us to. We put actually in writing that we'll maintain to that $100, which is honestly more than enough. They fluctuate in pricing depending on like the demand, but in most cases, that's going to get you anywhere from 300 to 600 clicks, which is more than enough for anyone on Facebook in most cases.
But yeah, it's a hell of a lot more than Yelp. Yelp's like at the low side, it's like $7 a click.
Right.
Yelp's
right.
Pretty spendy.
Yeah. And
I thought Yelp was one of the cheaper ones. Some of the other ones were insanely expensive. I was like, what the? Never going to do that.
We get them also at discounted because we are a partner of Meta Facebook.
Because you're doing
get them at it.
Right, that makes a big difference.
Exactly. Not only that, we're trained by them. They give us some tools too, just like the rest of our partnerships that we can utilize to really dig deeper into analytics and see where you're seeing success at. And that's another thing we'll do for you down the road. We'll actually be able to pinpoint specific clicks on the map and see exactly where you're getting a lot of them from. That way we can program you in with an emphasis on those areas to make sure we're getting you the absolute maximum of jobs that are coming your way.
That's really smart.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like you guys got this dialed in a bit, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we're a well-oiled machine. I really don't think we'd exist for 2 decades and have the partnerships that we do without being just as great at what we do as we are.
Yeah, I'm so surprised. Like, I mean, you've been on Google for a while, but 1,000 reviews, you're a 4.2. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, you can't get them all, especially with being around as long as we have, but we definitely do stand
by. There's no fucking way it's impossible. But, I mean, for a couple of years, sure, you can be on top, but there's bound to be complaints here and there.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure.
I mean, make everybody happy, unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me talk to my partner. Actually, can I just call you back at this number, or how does that work?
You want me to just call you back in, like, 10 minutes or so, or?
Yeah, just do that.
Call you back in 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'll give you a call in 10 minutes, Joe. We'll reconnect and get everything rolling.
All right, thank you, Evan.
No problem. And this phone number that I have for you, the 541-357-7655 is the best way to reach you.
Is that works? Yeah, right. I'll go straight to my cell.
All right, perfect. Well, I'll call you in a second, Joe, and we'll get everything rolling.
Thank you. Bye.
No problem. Bye.